We've got Gene Bolduc here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all of the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide whether or not they are things or not really things.
Where to start?
Okay, let's start. Okay, so there are a lot of things. I've got this. I've got the starting point. There are a lot of things this week that are actually things. We've got the snow. We've got Silent Sam. We've got... Oh, by the way, if you're playing along at home, the people in the back here at WCHL have told me that they are playing a drinking game today. As whenever I say Silent Sam, they have to take
a drink. They have to drink?
That level. But that's obviously... Like, the Silent Sam debate is obviously a thing. The whole, every revelation involving Trump, which I am now officially willing to say, I'm coming on your board and saying now it's a thing,
now
all
it's
of that,
a thing.
Which I had not done before. Here's something that's not a thing. Baby, it's cold outside. Let's start with that, because that's not a thing.
Okay, straighten me out on that.
People, I think what I'm seeing now isn't that people are upset about Baby It's Cold Outside, but people are upset about the fact that people are upset about Baby It's Cold Outside. And now people are starting to get upset that people are upset about the fact that people are upset. And now it's just become this endless loop of being upset with each other. And I'm starting to think that nobody actually has a strong opinion about this issue. It's just that we see other people weighing in and we feel the need to jump in with our own opinions, otherwise we'll get left out. And this is happening this week with this particular issue and this particular song, but I think that's a trend that we're seeing in a lot of other cases where the upset
yeah. machine.
It just
takes on its own life.
It does, because people see an article about people getting upset and then they feel the need to weigh in even though they wouldn't have
otherwise, peer pressure before or something. Yeah.
And then it just builds and reinforces itself, and probably me talking about it adds to the pile.
It is partly your fault when you think
now,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. But I think we need to make an effort. All of us, when we're on social media, we don't have to weigh in on every single issue.
It would be okay, even if you have an opinion about something.
Yeah, even if you do have an opinion.
You could keep it to yourself.
You don't necessarily have to express it.
You're not obligated to share.
That is true.
That's true.
Although if you do, props to you, because that's what social media exists for. But you don't have to.
You just don't have to.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can do one or the other. Either is fine. But just because 1,000 other people are weighing in on the issue, if you don't have a strong opinion, you don't have to suddenly develop a strong opinion.
And one of them could be the President of the United States.
So let's move on to that.
You know, and even if he says something about an issue, you still don't have to say it. You don't have to pay attention to him.
Also true.
In that arena.
Yes.
Although, with a litany of misspellings and wild accusations and completely false claims. You know, I know everybody says he doesn't drink, but you really have to wonder, don't you? Doesn't it seem sometimes
I don't think he drinks.
Like somebody should, you know, take the schnapps away from the old man? I mean, doesn't it feel that way?
That is the one thing that I do think is said about Trump that is true. I would actually be surprised if he drinks.
But if you were just looking at that objectively, wouldn't you say, I don't know.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I felt this way also about Sarah Palin. So this is an opinion of mine that goes back 10 years.
Okay.
It's not that Sarah Palin or Donald Trump, because you made the same argument out of it. It's not that there's anything particularly unusual about the way that they express themselves. Like we look at what Trump tweets and we're just like, oh, this is completely just making stuff up and whatever. The vast majority of people, and I'll lump myself and you and everyone else that I know, the vast majority of us express ourselves in that way most of the time. Like we express not fully formed opinions
about
about issues that we really know nothing about. We're just talking out of our butts half the time,
right,
and we don't
sitting
have any
at the
evidence
end of the bar.
The difference, the only difference is that Trump and Palin are in positions of power, and we expect better from people that are in positions of power.
Well, Palin wasn't in much of a position of power.
Even Palin was governor of a state. That's a significant position.
She was a half governor.
Yeah.
You know.
And a vice presidential candidate, even if she didn't win.
Correct.
I mean, that's a
right.
significant
and,
position.
And from
to be
that
in.
Platform, she yeah. said things that she knew to be false. At least she should have known.
Yeah.
She did so relentlessly and carelessly and recklessly and her candidate, you know, McCain, eventually kind of put a stop to that, but a little bit too late, I would say.
Yeah.
The difference is the position that you're in, and in this case, you know, you have a president who's opining about sentences that people should be given, talking about people who are convicted of crimes, who have admitted to those crimes, who are cooperating witnesses, and he's just claiming that these are not crimes, and they're just not, because he said so,
yeah.
I guess. And you know, he's just delusional about these particular facts.
Yeah.
He's just completely wrong.
Delusional, but not unusual. Like, there
right,
are 50,000
right.
other people saying the same thing. It's just that this particular person is the president of the United
yeah.
States,
I mean,
and that's where there's an issue.
I mean, so the thing to me that's changed this week, that's, I think, back in the days, and you're too young to remember this, so I'll bring you up to speed.
Okay.
There was a time in the Vietnam conflict when all of a sudden, out of the blue, it seemed to Nixon, here came Walter Cronkite saying, you know, I don't know what we're doing over there.
Johnson, right? Wasn't it still?
Was it Johnson?
I think it was still Johnson.
I beg your
president.
Pardon. It was Johnson.
Now I'm looking this up now.
Yeah,
it was
right around
that time.
Look at me showing
okay,
off
keep
and
going,
being
keep
wrong.
Going, keep going.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It was Johnson. And the quote was, you know, we've lost Walter Cronkite.
Yes.
Well, okay. So I know that something's changed this week because Judge Napolitano
yes.
on Fox News told me so. And you know, what he's saying is, no, these are crimes, and then explaining it step by step in a situation that's actually not very complicated, talking about when campaign finance manipulation becomes criminal. And he's saying, you know, yeah, this is a crime. This is a big problem. And the president directed it. And this is not ambiguous what he's saying.
Yeah.
And the other thing was that there was an interview on Fox and Friends in the morning, the president's favorite show, where Secretary of State was interviewed, Pompeo, and was kind of grilled about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably sitting there saying, what in the world is happening to me? You know, he's not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah.
If they've lost Fox News as their apologists, and now they have big stories coming out of the Wall Street Journal investigating the disgusting slush money scandal of the inaugural committee.
Also true.
I think you got big problems in the Trump
And I mean, our collective memory is very short when it comes to political things, but 2016, Trump did not have Fox News. Do you remember this? Fox News was not on board with Donald Trump until I think after he became president was when the coverage started to turn.
Okay, what did they say that was critical? He was on there all the time.
He was on there all the time, but
he
the coverage
He was on MSNBC
from,
all the time, too.
Right, right. Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, the coverage of Donald Trump during and through the campaign and I think even into the first part of his presidency on Fox News was surprisingly, not to associate
skeptical,
this word,
at
was
least. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say balanced and call back
yeah,
the old
almost.
The old but skeptical
yeah.
yeah at best.
Wow.
But it turned when he became president, and you're right, it seems to be turning back again after a couple of years.
I can't tell you what a problem that is because you know, they have been a propaganda station for him, and what he would do without that in terms of maintaining his support of his base is going to be very interesting.
So let me ask you this. I'm going to posit, and you can disagree with me if you want, that the Democrats in the U.S. House will not impeach Donald Trump until and unless they know that his support in the Senate is non-existent. They won't impeach unless they know that the Senate will vote to convict. My question to you is, do you think we'll get to that point in 2019?
I do. Okay. I do. And the reason is, I think that the Mueller report will come out probably in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly hope so, but I think almost definitely in the first half of the year. I think that they're going to defer a little bit until they have a pretty good idea of when that's going to happen and what's contained in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's going to be referrals to the House of Representatives to deal with the president's crimes, because that's the mechanism that the Constitution provides. But I do think they're going to begin impeachment hearings, and they're going to go through an appropriate process.
Mm-hmm.
As to when it would come to a vote on articles of impeachment coming out of judiciary or whatever, if there's a select committee, which there might be, that might not be until later in the year, almost a year from now, if it's protracted out to that point. But I'll tell you what can go along at lightning speed is indicting Don Jr., indicting Jared, which might, by the way, mean indicting the chief of staff.
Yeah.
And indicting Ivanka. And I just don't think that indicting Pence is ruled out. I really think that might be something that's on the menu. If you follow this stuff as obsessively as I do, you know that there are some things that are associated with Pence that are hairy manipulations during the transition.
I'd still be surprised if Pence got caught up in this. And
he
and
is caught up in it. It's
okay.
A question of accountability,
yeah.
Really. But if you're the Senate,
mm-hmm.
the deal to be struck, in my opinion, for the Republicans is to say to the Democrats, we'll impeach him, leave Pence alone.
Yeah. And I think that underscores, because impeachment is, in addition to being a legal process, it's also a political process.
It's a little bit of a legal process.
It's both, right? It's part
legal,
mostly.
Well, there's no punishment,
though. Right. Well, I mean, being fired is a punishment.
Well, but in this case, it almost certainly, puts you on the table with the possibility of a pardon from your successor.
But it's definitely a political process. And
yes.
I think because it's a political process, it's very easy. And we see it here. And we certainly saw it the last time when it was Clinton. And we saw it the time before when it was Nixon. Whenever impeachment gets brought up, it's always criticized for being, it's the Democrats trying to go after a Republican president or vice versa.
It has to be
Republicans,
bipartisan.
Right. It has to be bipartisan in order to work. But I think it also underscores how greater than partisan an issue this is.
Yes.
If the impeachment of Donald Trump results in President Mike Pence, which
I think the Democrats right now would applaud. That's the weird part.
Yeah.
As a
member of the LGBT community, there are certain phrases that I do not ever want to hear.
And President Pence is one of them.
President Mike Pence is one of those phrases.
Yeah.
And yet, maybe when impeachment is necessary, it's necessary.
I think he will have no fangs as president. He is unelectable in his own right as president. And I think that Speaker Pelosi will make short work of him.
He'll have a certain amount of time to appoint judges and issue executive orders appoint bureaucrats who will write rules, which will be very hard to overturn.
That's true.
Yeah.
And this is a piece of accountability that's going to be difficult.
We got to end. Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Who's on the water cooler this weekend? Well, I could not get Barack Obama, and so I had to settle. I don't mean this in the bad way. I had to accept the joy of hosting one Aaron Keck, so we could review the end of the year as we know it on the national scene. Before we go, I have to give a quick shout out to my brother who is recovering from surgery on his foot, and that if I could be in the room with him, I would tickle his foot and run away because he can't get up and chase me, and that's what big sisters do. So, and you wouldn't know this, so I just wanted to share that with you. But yes, it's our wonderful year-end program. It was a lot of fun, and we talked about many of these issues, and of course, we solved all these problems.
Sunday at 1, Sunday at 8, Saturday morning at 4 if you're up late. WeekendWaterCooler.com exists now.
That's
if you
correct.
Want to,
That'll take you to the archive, and you can just spend the whole weekend.
Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you.